the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program The Ocean of Dua. This is Nowruz, which is celebrated by millions of people around the world and many Shias, specifically in Iran, and it marks the beginning of a new year and the first day of spring. It signifies a time of spiritual renewal and physical rejuvenation. Throughout the traditions, there have been mentioned many different recommended deeds for this day. Among them is this famous dua. Let's listen to it. And then we'll be back.
Ya muqallib al-qulub wal-absar. Ya mudabbir al-layl wan-nahar. Ya
Dear listeners, let us have a look at what this supplication or dua is saying in the first place. Ya muqallib al-qulub wal-absar. O the one who changes the hearts and our visions. Ya mudabbir al-layli wal-nahar. O the one who directs the night and the day. Ya muhawwil al-hawli wal-ahwal. O the one who changes the situations and circumstances. Hawwil halana ila ahsan al-hal. Change our circumstance to the best of circumstances. This is a very beautiful dua with very exceptional parts that people recite it both individually and also together in different gatherings. So at first it says, Ya muqallib al-qulub wal-absar, O the one who changes the hearts and the visions. The word qalb and heart has got different meanings throughout our traditions and specifically the verses of the Holy Quran. It is our spirit, it is our life, it is also the center of the sentiments. It is also referred to as total cognition. So heart is the center of different things based on the verses of the Holy Quran and our traditions. So it is important for our life, both spiritually and physically. So, Ya muqallib al-qulub wal-absar, O the one who changes the hearts, and absar, the visions. Basir comes from basr, means the eyesight. And absar is the plural form of basr, means the visions and eyesights. At first, it means eyesight, the physical thing, and then it has been used for our insight, for the inner kind of vision. The Holy Quran says, بَلِ الْإِنسَانَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا. The human beings are aware, they are basir of their own selves. But the interesting thing is that these two words are used in plural form, أبصار and قلوب. What might be the reason to that? Some believe that these two words are used in plural form because every individual and human being sees the world from different perspective. Every human being has got a different heart and has different situation. They are living in different circumstances, and they are all asking the Almighty Allah to change their hearts, to change their visions. The Almighty Allah, because of His magnanimity of pardoning, He can forgive all the sins. He can change all the sins into good deeds. And this is the true meaning of change.
يا مغلب القلوب والأبصار يا مدبر الليل والنهار يا محول الحول والأحوال حول حالنا حول حالنا إلى أحسن الحال حول حالنا حول حالنا
So, continuing this dua, it says, Ya Mudabbir al-Layl wal-Nahar, O the one who directs the night and the day. The Holy Quran says, Inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal-ard wa ikhtilaf al-layl wal-nahar la-ayatin li-ulil al-bab. Surely, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the changings of the night and the day, there are different signs for the ones who truly think, because they are all the signs of the attributes of the Almighty Allah, of how great He is. If there weren't these kinds of changes, we wouldn't have been living on the earth. One possible meaning of ikhtilaf between layl and nahar is that this kind of ikhtilaf, this kind of change, is the one that brings the different seasons of the year. And then at the end says, Ya muhawwil al-hawli wal-ahwal, O the one who changes the situations and circumstances, حَوِّلْ حَالَنَا إِلَىٰ أَحْسَنِ الْحَالِ, change our circumstance to the best of circumstances. حَوْل means to move, means to change. And it is interesting that the Arab people sometimes call the year حَوْل because when the year changes, it has become a new year. And because of this change, it is called حَوْل. The whole year, and the human beings have been changed from one time and one place to another. And we are asking our Lord to change our circumstances, to change our years and our situations into the best possible, based on our capacity. This change can only happen through good deeds and having true belief. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need my side. I wish to be the most close to you through